Welcome everybody to Three Chips FPL Podcast. You're with me, Amirul, and my friend Jeremy.
Hello.
Hi Jeremy. So how was the last game week was for you?
I think not too bad, but I think some of the players didn't really I think strikers again didn't perform.
Defense has been quite poor this season.
Defense, I think most people got their points off the defense, strong defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably even the midfield wasn't very strong unless you got. Yeah, I mean, overall, in general, I think the defense was the one that got people points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still have Ronaldo. Ronaldo still haven't failed you, even though Man U failed people.
Well, I don't know what to say about Ronaldo. Could have scored that one.
He's a GOAT, right? That's what you say about Ronaldo. To our Ronaldo fans, he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He's not the only GOAT. He's a GOAT.
Yeah. One of the greatest of all time.
One. We will not get into the argument who's the greatest.
Yeah. How about yours? How's your week?
My week was quite good. I was actually quite surprised that I managed to get 70 points.
Yeah.
Because I don't think other than the defense, I had much contribution. Tony did score, which is a relief. Against Newcastle. Gallagher was a good transfer in. I was happy with him, but Son, Foden, disappointing. Salah, he is this season's most consistent points giver, I would say.
Very consistent.
And then of course, the defense have been the ones that's giving points.
Yep. I think of all that we expected to give points, I think, as we discussed in our previous podcast, Livramento disappointed.
Yeah, Livramento had
Norwich.
I don't know how to put it in words. Let's just use your word then. A shocker.
But I think if you have Man City, you have Chelsea, you have Liverpool defenders, you're pretty on for last week, lah. And I think the future weeks,
Would you say so? would you say that focusing on your defense is the best way to get points moving forward?
I think because of the strong defenses of Chelsea, Man City, and I don't know if Liverpool is a strong defense. I can't say that because
let's just say Trent.
Yeah, Trent is good. Yeah. But if you see, for Trent, who is the most expensive defender at 7.6 or something like that, you can only get a mid-range midfielder.
Yeah.
So why not get a top-end defender and get the points that he's getting? I think he got the most assists currently, if I'm not mistaken. So, and plus, if there's a clean sheet, I think everyone should have Trent inside their team.
So in our league, guys, what I saw the difference on points was some people, they try to save their money by having Van Dijk instead of Trent.
Yep.
So for the game that Liverpool just had, Van Dijk, Van Dijk got two or three points, I can't remember. But what I'm trying to say is that if you want to go on a Liverpool defense, you just go on Trent or not at all.
Yeah,
that's my point.
Robertson.
I don't think it's necessary for you to hedge. You want to get a Liverpool defender, but you do not want to pay for Trent, so you decide on a Matip. You find value in Matip, Van Dijk, or Robertson.
Yeah.
I don't think that is wise because you can get players like Reece James, Rudiger, Cancelo. You can have those players instead of a Liverpool defender, bar Trent. So if you want to go into Liverpool defense, it's only Trent.
Yep. Definitely. I think Trent should be one of the players to have in your team.
Yeah.
To be consistent. Second, I would say Reece James just got midweek. I would say
I'm putting him in this week. There's no secret there. I'm gonna put him in this week.
Yeah. I think for you guys, I think if you all have even read the news, I think Chilwell is out. Yeah, Chilwell is out. So if whoever had Chilwell,
it's I think your decision. Best
choice. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not even a tough decision.
Really. And I know Chelsea is playing Man United, but I don't think that should be that shouldn't stop you guys from making that transfer.
And to be honest, after Man U, it's Watford, West Ham, Leeds, Everton, Wolves, Aston Villa. Mm. All clean sheet potential games.
Yeah. I would bet your money they will have at least 5 out of the next 7 games a clean sheet.
Yep. Definitely. So
and
yeah.
Man City Cancelo also has been quite consistent.
Correct. I think so for me, I think you need to have Trent, then Reece James currently on current form, and then Cancelo.
How about Livramento?
I think he definitely have to be in there because he's only 4 units, right? If you don't have him there, I don't know who is a better choice than Livramento at 4.
So Ben White. Arsenal has been keeping a tight defense. They've been keeping clean sheets.
Correct. But even Ben White is 4.4, 4.5.
Yeah. Right? But Livramento now is already 4.4, I think.
Oh, is he? Okay. So I got him at 4.0. So that's why it's a good keep. But, he's 4.6, actually.
Oh, 4.6, sorry.
Okay, so, 4.6.
Oh, he's more expensive than Ben White. Wow.
Yeah. Then you have some choices there.
Yeah.
You have that, what's that Japanese defender's name in Arsenal?
Tomiyasu.
Yeah, Tomiyasu. Although he hasn't done actually a lot, right?
But the clean sheets.
Yeah, just keeping clean sheets. But
again, but isn't that what that's what Livramento does. Livramento,
but Livramento has the occasional assist and scoring.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the occasional, which I think Tomiyasu haven't got it yet.
No.
Yep.
But I'm confidently say no without research. But,
so. But yeah. Don't ring a bell lah.
The midfields right now for me has been, I would say that the attacking players, midfielders and attackers onwards, they have been very disappointing for me this season. Yeah. It's surprising, right? You can get 70, 65 points above just by having
good defenders.
Defense, yeah.
Yeah. I would say again, Salah has to be in your team. If you don't have Salah, I don't know what are you doing now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably aren't doing really well in fantasy, but you have to have Salah. He's the most consistent.
Who are the three players you must have?
Yeah.
Salah. No, who is your three players
for
you must have?
Yeah. For me, I think if you're talking about based on current form, right? Based on last week or based on 2 weeks
based
ago,
on this whole season and moving forward,
I would say Trent, Salah, and Reece James.
Interesting, Reece James. Antonio?
Antonio did really well in the start of the season. I think
he did.
My mistake, why I am, I think, third now in the league, or not as high as I could be, because I didn't put Antonio in. I put Tony instead of Antonio. I think that was a mistake on my side. Mm. Tony didn't score until, I think, the 5th game week or something like that, or 6th game week. Yeah. So for me, that was my mistake. But
even Tony has been sporadic, right?
Yeah. And now Antonio is not scoring.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, West Ham plays exciting football. I mean, they're playing attacking football, right?
And Antonio has always been 90 minutes.
Yes, he's always 90 minutes. He's always a threat. He's always, fighting for the ball. He's all action lah.
Yeah.
But the last few weeks, he hasn't scored. So, again, I don't know. You know, he's one of those that you probably want to keep him based on hope or based on what he's doing. But he hasn't delivered the last 2-3 weeks. So, to be honest, I don't know if we should... If you have Antonio and you want to make a transfer, I don't know. But the problem is, it's easy for you guys, is because no striker is performing.
Yeah, so like we like the common right now, the in stats is XG, XGA, and etc. Right. Yeah. So I'm looking at Antonio's XG per 90 minutes is only 0.41, which is not too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means that do you have Antonio?
Yeah, I do.
So the question comes now. He has 0 contributions in the last 3 games.
All right.
Yeah, you can say one of them was against Liverpool, but they managed to win. And he was important that game. He did contribute to the win.
That's the thing, right? So he's those one of those players who is important to the team, but it's not contributing on fantasy points.
He doesn't go missing. You don't find you don't know you will never notice Antonio go missing. So the question comes is when will the time for us to seriously consider taking out Antonio? Could it be now? Because West Ham's fixtures next is Man City. Brighton has been known for keeping tight defense. Like people that have Sanchez are not disappointed by having him.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, like you will bet your house, it will be like at least a 0-0 or 1-0 game.
Yeah.
Burnley is in good form lately.
Yeah. You know,
Arsenal also in a good form in terms of
Ramsdale defense. Actually. I mean, Liverpool won 4-0, could have been 8-0.
Yeah, and Ramsdale had points that game.
Yeah. So, I think West Ham currently, although they are, I think, I don't know, fourth now.
Yeah, fourth or third, but they are fourth, I think.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't see them scoring the next 2-3 games.
Yeah, and Norwich, Dean Smith has rejuvenated Norwich.
2-1.
Southampton is known for having tight defense also.
Yep.
So the question that I have, is it time to bail to cash in on Antonio?
I think, honestly, yes.
Is the reason why people haven't cashed in yet, there's no obvious candidate?
If you ask me, I think Watford has just shocking. Dennis has been performing the last. I mean, they are the on-form strikers.
Yeah, but it was against a shitty Man U defense.
I mean, it's still Man U. They did well.
It's not still Man U. It was Ole's Man U.
They did well against Everton.
They did.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's David De Gea, right? You have world class.
But I would say goalkeeper. That if you want to bring in Josh King, it's not to change with Antonio, it's to change with like a Tony or like those like below 6 strikers.
But what if your lowest striker is Antonio?
That's all right because you already bank on your star strikers like your Kane's and your Ronaldo's, for example. Yeah. So you're already banking on them to do more than what Antonio can do. Yeah. So like for me, for example, Antonio is my most expensive striker.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have similar to mine because expensive striker has been disappointing this season. One guy in our league put Kane as a captain the past game because of, you know, the hype of Conte.
Yeah.
Still the same.
The hype of his scoring against San Marino.
Yeah. That's what we say. If you have Kane, we did say that last week, guys. If you decide to trade in Kane for the last game and captain him, do the same for Maguire. Both of them score.
Yeah, Maguire is a joke. Anyways.
So it's Kane. That's what I'm saying. Like, league form, Spurs is a long project, I feel. I had in Sun. I put in Sun because I also bought into the hype, but you know.
Yeah, it's not working out for Spurs at this moment. But Reguilon is doing well.
Reguilon is.
So again, defenders. Mm-hmm. Conte is known for their main defense anyways.
So let's look at the upcoming game this weekend. Upcoming games this weekend. Which player would you say, which fixture or players that you have or are you looking at right now?
To be honest, the games that...
Because which, my is players the, are off, which is the off-form team in the league? Because Norwich is no more off-form, 2 wins in a row. I would think Newcastle is off-form.
But they got a draw, right? 3-3, right? Previously. Yeah. Did they lose or they won 3-3?
They drew.
They scored, right?
Yeah.
Alex Ellingson, Maxima, ASM.
Joe Linton.
Yeah. So...
Everton is not in a good form.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, I think Everton is playing pretty bad currently. Yeah.
I would think that...
Palace is all right.
will you say Watford also is still shaky? Like, I'm not convinced in that game against Man U, because Man U was really, really terrible. Like, any team, right, even if your Sunday's League or like my, or like, you know, last under 15 played against Man U that weekend, you would still win 4 by 4 goals.
Nah.
No, I'm not. Yeah, of course, it's an exaggeration. But my point being is that that Man U team was really poor. Like, they had no fight in them. So,
They were poor, yeah. But
Watford needed to survive relegation. So, a bit of fight, they can win. So, my point being is that, is that just an illusion? Or you can bang in Watford?
To be honest, I think, I mean, I don't have any Watford players from the start, right? But they have been performing. I think if you have Dennis,
yeah.
Yeah, I think you have a better points than probably some of the strikers that I have. Tony, you know,
if you had Foster last weekend,
I got the assist. I mean, that is a one-off, lah. I mean,
But for a 4.0 goalkeeper,
yeah, 4.1, why not? So for me, it's more a starter. Of, Dennis is value for money. I don't really watch him play, but I just watch him play the Man U game.
Mm-hmm.
He is quite exciting he's quite all action, lah.
Yeah, right? And and for the Watford team, I think he's been getting good points. Not consistent, but every time he gets points, it's always double digit.
All right. So, like, if you ask me, what one Watford player to put in, I think I'll put in Dennis over Sarr.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think those two are the obvious one, I guess.
Yeah, Dennis Sarr. I think, actually, to be honest, Josh King is a poacher. He scores goals. It's just.
He does.
Yeah. So. I think we have options, but you can't put two Watford strikers in. It doesn't.
Yeah, so either Dennis or Josh King.
Yeah, yeah. So I will go with Dennis. He's cheaper also.
But would you say that the downside of that is that Dennis now plays like a left winger?
Left winger. So it is the downside, but again, he's still attacking quite he's like a Salah. Yeah. Salah plays on the right.
Yeah, but Salah gets points for clean sheet.
Oh yeah, okay, fine. But it's just that one point.
But captain him is two.
Yeah, but Dennis is, I mean, it's not that he's going to it's not going to be a threat, right? Playing on the left. He's still a threat.
So I know we're gonna digress from fantasy, right? So that comes to my how we would try to bang on games with the teams that we can predict to be relegated.
Yeah. But, okay, so, sorry, just back to that Watford thing, right? They're playing Leicester, right? So, Ranieri against his old club.
Hmm. I don't think Leicester is in a good form also.
Yeah. So,
they're missing a lot of key players.
Correct. So, I don't know. I mean, against your old club, normally, I don't know. Let's see. To be honest, I might take Antonio out for Dennis. That might be my move this week. Yeah. Let's see.
Not Josh King. He is a poacher.
He is, but Josh King is expensive.
Cheaper than Antonio, I think.
Yeah, cheaper than Antonio. But let's see. I mean, maybe the extra points can do me better. Oh, let's see.
Who else not in a good form right now?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if Tottenham is considered good or not, because their 2-1 win was, their first half was really bad.
Yeah, it was.
The second half they came back, but to be honest, I think they were lucky for Reguilón's goal. Deflected, hit the post. Reguilón. I mean, of course, he made that run, but they were pretty lucky, I would say. So Burnley is the on form team, I think.
Yeah, I would say Burnley.
With Maxwell, that guy, and what's that guy's name? Right,
Cornet.
Yeah, Cornet. He's scoring.
Yeah.
Their defense also not too bad now. I mean, Pope is one of those goalkeepers that gives you the safe points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they leak a lot of shots, but he also save a lot. So,
but I would still think that you can just go for, if you're considering Pope, might as well just take Ramsdale.
Yeah, I think Ramsdale is a good choice to put in.
Yeah, I think Ramsdale is an obvious candidate for his price and his value.
Yeah, and the next game is Newcastle.
Yeah, you can captain him if you're for fun.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie Ho is in quarantine with COVID.
Yeah.
So I think I mean Newcastle is all hype right now because with the new manager and all, and they did score 3 goals last week.
Yeah.
They just couldn't win. So
but I do not know whether Eddie Howe did contributed to the that game, that entertaining game.
Yeah.
Or it was just that emotion, that you know, that feeling in the air after the international break, and then they are back in, you know, Sports Probably. Direct Stadium.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. But more, yeah, all right.
Yeah. How about Pukki? What do you think about Pukki? He's been scoring.
We have a friend who has Pukki from day one. I'm happy for him. That's all I can say. It's like, wow, man. Like, you deserve it. That perseverance.
Yeah. I think another striker, right? So, I mean, since we are on this striking thing, Jimenez.
Oh, yes. And they're playing Norwich.
Yeah. Jimenez has been scoring. He's been getting... I think this... even he don't score, so he's been... I mean, he has, you know, headers, taking shots.
He contributes more than Antonio.
Yep. So I think Jimenez is someone to look at. If you want to change Antonio also.
Yeah, I think I think that's a very possible transfer. Like for example, me, that's interesting. Yep. Like Antonio for Jimenez.
Yep. So that's a possible transfer.
But it's difficult now, right? Because the big news coming out this week is that Chilwell is injured for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Which means that, like, for teams like mine, I have Chilwell. And I know that I need to change it to James. Why? Because the pattern this season, defense is the one that contributed points.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I will still prioritize having James in. But I'm also scared that, because look at West Ham. Like, we've been talking about Antonio and West Ham fixtures. It's not going to be easy. And then they have Europa League and all.
Yeah.
And they do not have another striker but Antonio.
Yeah. I mean, Antonio will play for sure. If you need a bang on starter, he will play.
Yeah.
And so will Jimenez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was scared to have Jimenez starting of the season because of his head injury.
Yeah,
I was scared that he lost a bit of, because normally, like, from my memories of strikers, when they get this kind of massive injury, they lost a bit. And Jimenez he's not a pacey guy. He's the target header, and the injury was at his head. So it's not like Michael Owen, right? Like,
one of his most little body part.
Yeah. So that was why I was like very hesitant on Jimenez in the beginning. But I guess that he needs some time to get his confidence and his mojo back. Yeah, I can see that.
He got it back before Kane, man.
Yeah. I can see the Jimenez coming in for Antonio will be a popular move, actually. I can see that.
Yeah.
Because I do not know, like, I guess... Let's talk about, like, strikers, right? I would say that Ronaldo, Jimenez, maybe, I don't want to say Dennis because it's Watford. Saint Maxima, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Will you put Tony there in the conversation of a good striker to have?
Honestly, Tony has been underwhelming.
Yeah, he's your nightmare, huh?
Yeah. So I mean, no, to be honest, I mean, what, 2 goals currently?
Yeah.
Right, just 2 goals in 13 games. I don't think that's 12 games. I don't think that is
3 goals.
3 goals, okay. 3 goals in 12 games is not a very good return for a striker, if you ask me.
And 44 points.
Yeah, it's not that cheap, 6.7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me, I don't know. I mean, he had a super season in the championship last season. That's why I also put him. One more person who has disappointed me is Mbeumo. He's like, if the post is goals, right? I think he top scorer already. He hit the post, I don't know how many times. Even last week also he hit the post. I don't know, that guy. He's been practicing with the post. But yeah, he's another frustrating guy lah, for me. Mm-hmm. So I will personally stay off Brentford players for now.
Yeah, they're not in a good form, right?
Yeah, yeah. At the start of season, yeah, they will boom. But if you want Brentford players, right? This, I mean, if you think like, okay, I see Brentford and I want a Brentford player. Sergei Canos. He's been getting points.
But they play him as a wing back.
Wing back, yes. But he's been assisting a lot. So, okay. I mean, if you are looking for one Brentford player, you can consider him more
he
than...
He has like, the same points as Tony, 44.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
But he gets more lah because he's a midfielder, categorized as a midfielder.
For me, I feel he's one person to, if you want a Brentford player, like Mbeumo is just a joke. And I have to take him out.
I do feel that I have to make a lot of changes this week.
But
it's just whether or not how much minus I want to incur.
Yeah. Okay, so actually, if you ask me, right, I mean, you had a good point there, right? Everyone who had Chilwell, take out James. Anyone who has Antonio will take out Jimenez, which, if you don't want a minus four, which transfer will you go for? I would think my personal opinion, I think go for Jimenez because James is against Man United, although Man United is Man United. But if you don't have Chilwell, you probably would have Trent, probably a Livramento and a Cancelo, right?
So bring in James the next week. What?
Yeah, that's what I think.
That makes sense. Yeah, I can see that. I can see the logic in that. But I can also say that an assist, like, there's more ways for Reece James to get points than Jimenez. Because Reece James, by just clean sheets, he already have equal points as Jimenez scoring a goal.
Correct, but okay, for me, why I think why defenders are not as expensive as strikers is because one goal out of nowhere and that's it for defenders, right? So I mean, there's a 90-minute risk lah. What I'm trying to say, there's a 90-minute risk for defenders, and for strikers, you have 90 minutes of opportunity. But again, Reece James get into attacking position, so that he's a different kind of defender. And you know, if you have a centre back.
Yeah, you know, he goes very high up. He's very high up.
He goes very high up. If you watch Chelsea games, he is an attacking threat. Like, it's more attacking threat than Kai Havertz, man.
But that's why it's frustrating for me to have Chilwell. Because Reece James goes high up. Chilwell's in the penalty box.
Yep. He's there.
He's there. And Chilwell hits the bar. You think about Mbeumo, right? If a goal is hitting a post, a bar is a goal. Chilwell's been hitting bar, post. Oh my god. It's like, but Chilwell's so frustrating.
Right. But right, Chilwell get points, you see?
Not as many as James.
Yeah, but I mean Chilwell gets points. Yeah. I mean, comparing to
Mbeumo.
Chilwell gets clean sheet points even if you don't score. And Mbeumo is just a joke. Okay, anyway, sorry, Brentford fans.
I guess what we try to summarize is that try to stay away from Brentford
for now.
For now, which means that I got big decisions. But it's not that bad because we have to prioritize transfer. You have Chilwell that you're thinking of taking out. Like you mentioned, Antonio thinking of taking out. You want to take out a Brentford player, but Brentford is playing Everton at home and Everton's not in a good form. So I think you can pause on your Brentford transfer for a while.
Yep, you can.
Yeah, you can pause on him for a while. So this weekend, we're looking at, like, there's a big game, Man U Chelsea this weekend, the big blockbuster game this weekend. Yep. So I don't think we need to talk much about it in terms of fantasy-wise. Of course, all of us football fans will watch it just because we're football fans. And maybe for some of us, we want to judge how Man United will perform moving, because Man United have a lot of good assets to have on fantasy. They got a lot of good differentials, like Sancho, Bruno, Rashford, Ronaldo. Like, if those players, if Man United back on form, those players back on form, then it's a very good mix to have in this year's fantasy. Because right now, right, I would say Man United players are not in the conversation. So, but once they are in the conversation, that will be very interesting. It's already interesting right now, but having more ingredients into it.
Yeah. Makes sense. But we don't know how Carrick. I mean, just that midweek game.
Yeah.
Kept their first clean sheet. I mean, not first, but first in a while.
I watched that game.
Yeah.
I is like, okay, so if Ole's Man United was a 1 and Pep's Man City is a 10, for example.
Yeah.
Carrick Man United is a 2. That's the best I can say.
Yeah.
So Arsenal play Newcastle. Okay. I guess I don't think you need to buy an Arsenal player, but most people already have at least a Saka, a Smith Rowe, a Ramsdale, or Ben White. Just start them, I think.
Yeah, you should start them.
Yeah, and Arsenal's playing at home. Villa versus Palace, that would be interesting. I think that I could see this would be a entertaining 2-2, 2-3-2 game. Both teams are very cavalier. Both teams are,
but Aston Villa do have a quite tight defense.
They do, but the Gerrard's first game in charge, he is also an ambitious manager. He wants his team to play more expensively. So I can, and Palace, have you seen this season? They have a good defense also.
Sure. What do you think about Watkins?
Yes. That's another one. Yes, you're right. That's another one that we can actually seriously consider.
Yep.
Villa, but I would say that because of Villa's run of games. That's why.
Yeah, it's not exactly the easiest.
Yeah. They have Man City on midweek and then Leicester, then Liverpool. Then of course Norwich. Sure, you can bring Watkins in on Norwich and Burnley, but then they have Chelsea. So maybe we can wait it out because you have clearer, like you have more obvious choice like Jimenez.
Yep. Because I think Gerrard started Ings with Watkins, which Dean Smith didn't.
Yeah.
Something like that. So yeah, maybe we can if it's a differential that you're looking at, right? I think Watkins, I don't think many people will have Watkins in their team.
The friend and, that we mentioned just now that had Pookie, he also had Watkins.
Oh, he also had Watkins. Okay.
That's why he's climbing up.
He's the real differential, man.
He is. Brentford, Everton. We've discussed that just now. Brighton, Leeds, well, it's easy. If you have Rafinha, just go for it.
Yeah.
Burnley, Spurs. Now, that's interesting because we want Spurs to do well because of, their players.
Yeah. But to be honest, if I took up Mbeumo, a very, very strong contender to take his place is Cornet, right?
Cornet, French, so it's Cornet.
Yeah, Cornet, yeah. So I think, he's probably one of the ones that probably take his place in my team.
Yeah, but for who?
From Mbeumo.
Oh, you really, really want to change Mbeumo?
The thing is, okay, so I have, so if you guys have...
Do you have Smith Rowe or Saka?
Yeah, I do have Smith Rowe. I do have Smith Rowe. But okay, so if you guys like me have Havertz, right? That is a dilemma now because he might not even start this because Pulisic is playing the false nine now.
Mm-hmm.
Pulisic's on form.
Mm-hmm.
Havertz isn't. Mm-hmm. So if you got Havertz, I'm not betting on him to start,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's another
How are you planning to solve your dilemma?
Yeah, I really don't know. I
mean, you have Chilwell also, right?
Yeah, so the most I can do is -4. And I have this Edward guy.
Oh, Benteke is on form.
Yep, Benteke is on form. And I have Edward, right?
We forgot about Benteke.
Yep, Benteke is on form. And I have Edward. Oh my god.
You need a massive surgery, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, let's see.
And I think your problem is more like the fact that you are third. You've been climbing up the rank.
Yep, I have.
So right now, right, your fear is I'm gonna miss out on my climb.
Yeah, I for sure I will not do more than -4 lah. I mean, I'm pretty sure about that myself.
All right.
But let's see.
All right. Palace Villa we've spoken just now. Leicester Watford we've spoken a bit.
I think I'll still go for Dennis in. Yeah.
I would I will not bet against Watford to score at least two goals this game.
Yep.
Leicester, yes, I know that, yeah, the hype of Leicester and Brendan Rodgers, but they are missing Fofana and Tielemans. You can see in the way they're playing.
No, they are. And Brendan Rodgers is not...
I don't rate him.
No. Okay, I won't say I don't rate him, but I say he's not famous for his defense. He's more of a... He's more of a... I can outscore you type of team. You know, that type of... You score three, I score four. That's how we win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's always a good choice to... I mean...
So would you say that Rodgers focus more on individual quality on defense? Like, he has no structure on defense. He's just hoping, like, Schmeichel to defend, for Fana to defend.
It does seem so. I mean, they're not really, you know... It's not like a... I think the last few Leicester games I see, they're quite leaky though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think you can trust a defense with Partey and Soyuncu.
Yeah. But I mean, and Daniel Amati, right?
Yeah. Amati.
Yeah. And because Michael has been making saves, so right, if your defense is not as good, I mean that's why he's
Michael
to make the saves. No.
Michael. Right? Oh, Kasper, you mean?
Yeah, Kasper Schmeichel, right? Because your defense is not that good, right? So he has to make the saves. He's a good goalkeeper. But
yes.
Yeah, but obviously, it's leaky. Leicester is leaky. I think Watford has a chance to score.
All right. I would think that having Dennis is a good choice. Liverpool, Southampton, well.
Liverpool, I mean.
What you want to say,
right?
Yeah.
Nothing to say about that game.
I think it'll be a routine win.
It'll be a routine, probably a routine win, a routine captain choice.
Yeah. Man City, West Ham. Yeah. Ooh, this could be a toughie. To be honest, this is a banana skin.
Yeah, yeah, it is. West Ham can spring a surprise.
Yeah. They beat Man City in the League Cup.
Yep, they did.
They beat Liverpool the league. I think they should have won against Man United.
They should.
Yeah.
I think Man City will probably maybe edge it by 1-0 if they do.
Yeah, but Man City is so good at doing that. So have Cancelo, most likely he will assist.
Yeah, yeah. Cancelo.
So speaking of Man City, right? Speaking of Manchester City, I have Foden.
Yep.
For in your case, you have a lot of difficult players that you want to transfer.
Yeah,
I want to take up Foden for Silva. I feel that Silva for his price is cheaper than Foden, and Foden is an injury doubt. What do you think of having Bernardo Silva?
Actually, right. I mean, of all the players in Man City, I would never. I mean. So many choices, right? Bernardo Silva is like one of my probably fifth or sixth choice.
Mm-hmm.
However, he has been performing week in, week out.
Yes.
So, yes. I have to say, at 7-point-something units, I think he is a good bet.
7.2, man.
Yeah, he's a good bet. For a very good Man City team, he pops up at the right time. He scores at the right time.
So, if he doesn't, he'll assist.
Yep. So, again, your flamboyant Mahrez doesn't start. Sterling is a yes, no. Bernardo Silva has been quite consistent.
He has been playing every game.
He has.
Like 90 minutes every game except the first game of the season.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, Bernardo Silva is one of those guys that he's not the sexy fantasy player that you need, but he does.
He could be one of the contenders for player of the season, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. No arguments on that, man.
Mm. So taking out Foden for Bernardo Silva could be a good move, I would say. If you have Foden, like for me, that's one of the things. He's a 75% chance of playing.
Okay. But he's always 75%, he's always starting.
Yeah, that's one thing sad about Foden though. Like, so much talent, right? But always an injury doubt.
Yeah. But
maybe that's why you should have Bernardo Silva.
Yeah. Strong man, that guy.
Mm.
You see, he's damn solid.
And I think against, I watched only the highlights, the against Man City versus PSG.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, Bernardo Silva played false nine.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken.
But I think he has played in that role before.
Yeah, so that's why my point being is that maybe if you ask, because we are all scared of Pep Roulette, right?
Yep.
So maybe having Bernardo Silva would protect you from Pep Roulette.
Correct. And because there's no De Bruyne, De Bruyne is out.
Yeah. Ferran Torres is out.
Yeah, Ferran Torres is out. They have to put, because he's not the top three, but he's not the front three, but he's the mid three. So
will you say a Sterling comeback?
Nah. Things too expensive for it. Yeah.
Okay. We've discussed Man United Chelsea. All right. So this game. So of course we will try to have another episode before the midweek games, before game week 14. Right. So we'll try to upload our show on a Tuesday. Right. So for game week 13, as what we're discussing today, who would you be your captain picks?
For me, okay, so let's do a three, like as usual, right? We do three. But for me, I think Salah would be one.
Mm-hmm.
The most obvious choice.
I don't think we need to go any further than that.
Yeah, probably that will be. I mean, in my current team, I think there's only one person lah.
Salah. But, okay, so all right. So let's not talk about the obvious, Captain Obvious. Who, if you want to be a differential, two players, if you want to be a differential to make a captain, because that's the best one when we see
Jimenez against Norwich.
Second?
Jimenez against Norwich, or actually, if you ask me, I might just put what's his name?
Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis or Josh King against Leicester.
Wow, you really have so much faith in Watford. Huh?
Actually, sorry. I might just put Emil Smith Rowe.
Yeah, it's Newcastle.
Yeah.
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 I can agree with that. I don't see any obvious choice but Salah.
Yeah.
But for the sake of, if you guys want to be
different, maybe you don't have Salah, you want to be a differential.
Yeah. Jimenez.
Jimenez is probably...
Wolves is in a good form.
Sorry?
Wolves is in a good form. Yeah.
Actually, to be honest, right? I mean, if you have Jimenez and you have Salah, right? Jimenez might just age it.
Why you say that?
It's against a Norwich team. I know it's Dean Smith, but Aston Villa sucked the last few games with Dean Smith. Jimenez is on a goal-scoring run. Liverpool, although they're playing home against Southampton, but Southampton has been pretty solid. Right? I think Liverpool, if I'm not mistaken, this is right off my head, right? Southampton managed to win or draw Liverpool the last two times they played, right?
Because the third last time was a 9-0, right?
That was Liverpool, right? No, that's not Liverpool. That's
Man U. Leicester, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I still think Southampton has been doing quite well. Salah played 72 minutes in midweek.
Right? Yeah, rested,
Yeah, so...
Robertson came back. So
Robertson will play over Simicas. Trent was rested.
This is my point. This is my point, I think.
But if you ask me, because one game, I mean, Salah has been playing every game, right? He's rested Mane. He's rested Jota. He's never rested Salah yet. And
all right.
Right. So he's due a rest.
My question to you about Jimenez is this. After Norwich, they're playing Burnley, Liverpool, Man City, and Chelsea.
Yep. Oh, so no, for me, Jimenez is a good captain this week.
So if you have him. If you have him.
Yeah. So if you have,
would you recommend a transfer to him? No.
Short term, I think why not? I mean, if you need Antonio, you need to get rid of Antonio because Antonio's games are really, I don't see Antonio doing really well also.
That's the thing, because we plan long term, right?
Yeah.
So if you take out Antonio, for example, you want to put Jimenez, okay, you can bank Norwich.
Yeah.
But Burnley, as you mentioned, is in a good form.
Yep.
Then after that is Liverpool, Man City, and Chelsea, the next four games.
Yeah, Brighton, Chelsea. Yep. Correct.
Yeah. So it's not gonna be that easy for
Jimenez. It's not gonna be that easy, correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, yeah. Okay. So if you don't want to put him in, I mean if you don't have Jimenez.
And like you said just now was Watkins, but then Villa also have a Man City, Liverpool.
It's not easy, lah. So maybe you just put in a Watford player, lah. Also not easy. Leicester, Chelsea, Man City.
Yeah. Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah. But yeah,
maybe the answer is Pukki.
Correct. He's played all the big cups, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the answer is Pukki. He's been scoring. Why not? He's
scoring. Why not?
Maybe you see my team this Saturday got Pukki in.
All right. So we've discussed our captain choices.
Yep.
We're going to take to the end of our show. So we normally end our show with who versus who.
Yep.
We should have a name for that segment. I can't figure out a name as of now. Yeah,
we'll the next one we'll have it.
Yeah, we will. No lah. Maybe the next three one. The next one is midweek.
Yeah, we can think. Come on.
Yes. We can. So for this segment, before we end, who are we gonna say? James over Jimenez.
I think previously I'll say Jimenez lah. Just for this week lah. Just for this week, yeah.
Yeah, just for this week. Yeah.
Yep. Jimenez.
Dennis or Watkins?
Dennis.
Wow. You're really a Watford, like a Ranieri man.
The funny thing is I don't have any Watford players.
I also. But what sorry, like, just off tangent, but why you have so much? Was it because of that game against Man U? Because I think there's a one-off game.
No, the thing is I thought Everton was a one-off.
Yeah, but then they lost two games in a row after that. 1-0, 1-0.
Yep. But then I no, because I thought Everton was a one-off. And then after that, they lost. Probably 1-0, 1-0. And then they came back and I watched the Man U game. They're pretty impressive. Again, if you say it's Man U, but they were pretty impressive. And,
but yeah, that's the thing I'm trying to, what I'm trying to say is that Man U was in a relegation form when playing Watford. 5 losses in 7 games. It was a relegation form team. I know they have star players. So my point being is that imagine a Watford, a relegation team versus a relegation team. That was that's what that game was.
For me, I mean, okay, take nothing away from Watford, right? Man City only won 2-0 against Man United.
Yeah, but they were humiliating Man United by not scoring. They were really humiliating Man United by having the ball.
I mean the scoreline was just 2-0 lah. Yeah. I mean for me,
but what was but Pep was like being like like, you know, sentient, like, like, you know, he was just like showing off.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, okay, we will know this less. So my bet is on Watford. I might be wrong, right? So
Dennis over Watkins for you.
Yeah, so let's have this. You know, my bet is on Watford. Let's see how they play against Leicester, right? They might just shut me up. Leicester might just trash Watford 5-0 and that's it for me. But but let's see. I mean, I have a good feeling for them. I have a good, I mean, based on, of Man course, menu performance. But Dennis has been, I mean, I don't know what's Dennis' points. If you have it so far this season.
Dennis has been 54. He's the fourth highest scoring forward.
Yeah, so
he's above Jimenez.
Yeah, so again, I mean, you know, I always say, come on, why put a Dennis, right? I mean, see other teams, right? And he's proved me wrong so many times.
So, okay, Newcastle's playing Arsenal this week.
Yeah.
ASM, Saint Maxima is also contributing points. And after Arsenal, they're playing Norwich, Burnley, and Leicester. So, will you say Newcastle, Saint Maxima over Dennis or still Dennis?
If we're talking about this game alone, I say Dennis.
Dennis, all right.
Yeah, because Ramsdale is, you know Ramsdale.
Yeah, I know him. I know him so well.
So yeah, that's the only reason lah. But yeah, for just this week lah. I mean, if you guys go and put Dennis and he didn't score, I'm sorry lah. But
yeah, we should have that disclaimer before every show. Like, we're not responsible for you being bad at your fantasy. But
yeah, so okay, so my bet is on Dennis this week to perform, right? So let's do this also in one of our segments. What is your bet this week to perform? I mean, we don't say Salah lah. I mean, Salah is just consistent.
Okay. Right? So non-usual suspect.
Yeah, an unusual suspect to perform this week.
Yeah. Oh, we should call that segment unusual suspect.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we got one now.
Yeah, that's nice. Unusual suspect. You caught me off guard. Not prepared. Okay, top of my mind. Poof. Oh, it's tough, man. I so want to go like I want to go really hipster, like really, really, really. Yeah.
So the main rule of this this thing is you cannot take the your Man City, your Chelsea, and your
That's why
Liverpool players right? Yeah. So it's the other players that you think okay they're gonna do it.
So that's why I want to go like really, really.
I think your really hipster can be Billy Gilmore.
No, I'm going more like McGinn or
we will review this in the next episode, right? We will remember our and then we will come and say either we were full or we were yes or no.
Yeah, like because Burnley looks like Burnley, I would say Burnley looks like a game that they can at least like do get something out of Spurs.
Okay, so who will do well in that game?
Maybe a good Munson because he will take set pieces.
Okay, great. Let's see now.
Really.
Don't choose our picks, but if you just think, maybe you agree with Rules, good Munson or my Dennis. Yeah. You can try.
Yeah, you can try. Captain him, please. Yeah. And if you did captain him, I don't know how you can reach us. You'll figure it out. We need more fans before we will have our own Twitter handle. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we will do that and then we open for questions and all. That'll be quite cool. So
So that comes to the end of our show.
Yeah.
You have anything else to add?
Nah, I'm good. We're good. We'll see you. We'll have this. There's a midweek game, right? So guys, if you don't know, there's a midweek game. So just don't forget to set your team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like our Asia time, in Malaysia is the midweek game is like at 3:30 a.m.
Yep, correct. So don't forget to set your team. That's pretty much for us.
All right. So happy fantasy everyone. I don't say every guys, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Anyways, so goodbye for now.
Catch you guys. Thanks for listening again. I mean you guys, your support is all it's very meaningful to us. Two guys just talking nonsense.
Yes. Heartfelt appreciation.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're pretty happy with the response.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.